833-JOE-ALEX. We would love to hear from you for what you're into. That is 833-563-2539. By the way, I wish everybody's like phone number had their name in it. It would be so damn easy to remember numbers. Like, oh, that's one blah, 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 pork chop. And like, or blah, 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 live the web girl, or blah, 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 Alex.
You might be onto something.
So, but that's easy to remember. Our save it. It's our number, brand new, in your phone, 833-JOE-ALEX. All right, you can join in also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and let us know what you're into. I will kick it off, and I am so excited about this game. I'm addicted. And it's been out for a while, but there's a brand new version. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you what Joe is into this week, and it is Trivia Crack 2.
What?
It is the greatest game in the entire world. You guys ever play Trivia Crack?
Yeah.
Like
6 years ago?
Yeah. Literally when I was a junior in college.
It is the absolute greatest game. Hold on, let me spin it real quick. Okay, what's it going to land on?
Ooh, geography.
Ooh, no. It is...
sports?
History. Dang it. Ugh. I suck at history. Wish me luck real quick.
Same.
Play.
That's the least surprising
thing.
When
is Thanksgiving celebrated? February, December, November, none of the above. November. Yes, I killed it.
That was kind of easy. That's a holiday with food.
How is there a sequel to this game? Because it sounds like it's literally the same thing. What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just updated with newer questions, but I love it.
That's it? That's Trivia Crack 2? It's just newer questions? I mean, that sounds idiotic. Why can't they just update the app?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now? Why are you hating on one of the greatest games
of
all time?
No, I'm not hating on it. I mean, if you're into it, good for you. I'm glad you're into something.
What's your... Do you want to give out your Trivia Crack name? I'll play you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yes, it's going to be all my stuff on anything is Joe P-E-S-H Radio. Joe Pesh Radio.
P-E-S-H.
Radio, yep.
Radio. Okay.
So, thank you. It's better than like Joe 127121189.
That's true.
Underscore
XO,
5.
XO.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, XOXO.
So that's what I'm into. Liv, what do you got this week?
I'm really into coconut oil. You can like literally buy the cooking coconut oil. You just have to make sure it's like not the spray in the can, but it's actually like in a tub.
Okay.
And it's like kind of like the thick coconut oil. And I've been doing hair treatments. So I'll take some coconut oil, and it's pretty hard. When you open up the jar, it's like kind of hard. So you kind of have to like rub it and like kind of scoop it up with your fingers, and it like melts in between your hands. So I just rub my hands together, and then I put it on the ends of my hair and just like throughout the hair. So I have layers. So like the ends are all over at different heights, and I put it all on the ends of my hair and like at the like underneath all my hair, I put it on those because those little hairs tend to be like drier and like break off more easily because I have never had bad split ends or damaged hair in my entire life. But I decided to get like a tiny bit of color treatment in May, and it absolutely torched the top layer of my hair.
Oh, that sucks.
So why are you cooking your hair? Do you know what that smells
no,
like?
No, I'm not cooking it. Okay, so what you do is you put the coconut oil in it and you let it sit. I let it sit yesterday for about 4 hours. I put it in my hair. I was just sitting at home. I wasn't doing anything. I put it in my hair, put my hair up into a bun, and then you wash it out. You have to do it on a day when you're going to take a shower. I mean, unless you want to walk around
with
like, kind of greasy hair.
Don't you shower every
day?
I shower my body. I don't wash my hair. Are you joking? That is so awful for your hair to wash it every single day.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you were saying like you don't shower every day.
No, I shower off my body. But then also you have to know though, when you wash your hair, you might have to wash it through with shampoo twice because it can make it a little bit greasy. And don't put it in your roots. Just put it on the ends of your hair where your hair is dry. And like, girls, my hair is so soft today, or anyone with long hair, or anyone with hair that like
Pork
wants
chop.
To make it healthier.
Run your hands through her hair real quick just to,
yeah,
to see.
Run it through.
Good.
Okay. It's still kind of wet from my shower that I took last night.
Ooh. It is. It feels like greasy bacon.
It is not greasy. It's
well,
wet.
Well, it's oil.
Why didn't you try? It's just soft.
You know what? I always heard it's good for your hair, but I don't have any. I heard if you put mayonnaise in your hair, it's good.
I would actually throw up. That's so disgusting, and I've never heard that in my life.
No,
I've never heard that. That is such a lie. That's so disgusting. That's
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I think mayonnaise is something that a lot of women put in their hair.
Is that some kinky stuff you and Lindsay do at home, huh?
Yeah, maybe sometimes I bring a little little bacon. I'm like, hey, baby, we're going to have a BLT with you and me.
Put some 7-layer dip in your hair. That's so gross.
Ay, caramba. All right. Pork chop, what are you into? Are you into mayonnaise?
Yeah, I like mayo, but that's not what I'm into right now.
Okay.
So years ago, my mom won $1,000 on a website.
And whoa, no way.
Did this website have cameras?
No, no. It's called the GSN.com.
Oh, Game Show Network?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just into it. You win oodles, and then you trade in your oodles to win real prizes or
this
real money.
Sounds like a child's game. You win
no,
oodles?
No, what? It's not child's game. You play Free Cell. I bet you don't even know how to play that.
I don't even know what that is. But what is what's in oodles?
No, that's the prize you win for playing the games. Like, you win, like, coins.
Good
we'll
morning.
Coins.
Hold on. Joe and Alex show, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany, what's up? What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that mayonnaise definitely goes in your hair.
What? I'm wrong?
How does the bald guy have all the hair information?
Wait, no way. What does it do to your hair? Do you know? Is it good for your hair?
I've never done it, but I know that mayonnaise, honey, and avocado are really good for your hair.
So I knew honey and I knew avocado.
Honey.
But I did not know mayonnaise. That's so, that kind of grosses me out though. Why not just do
it's
coconut
really gross,
oil?
But it's the same thing, like the oils in it make it really
like,
soft.
I feel like coconut oil would be better than mayonnaise just because it's thicker and more natural than mayo. So how about we just stick to coconut oil instead of mayo? I do know that mayo does get rid of lice. I actually saw that on an episode of The Office.
Well, I've never had lice, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, listen, you want to lose listeners? Keep on accusing them of having lice. What's next?
No, I'm not she accusing her.
She has bed bugs, too.
I'm just letting people know.
Actually, if you do have lice or bed bugs, you can put mayonnaise in your bed, too, and it'll kill them there, too. You can have a whole
okay,
bed
well,
of
that's a good fact.
Because yeah. Doesn't it suffocate them? Ew, gosh, I can't even talk about
yeah,
lice.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening right now and you get a mattress off the street, just put mayonnaise
ew.
All over
I'm
it.
I'm literally, I'm not kidding. I'm like cringing. I'm like, I can't sit still when we talk about
why
gross
do you
stuff
cringe
like
when I try to help out people that listen to the
no,
Joe and
I just
Alex
don't
show.
Like anything that has to do with bugs.
No, I'm just saying, if you've got bugs in your bed,
ew.
Or if you go to a hotel before you go to bed at night, put mayonnaise all over the mattress.
I actually had a group of friends that had like a scabies outbreak.
Scabies?
Scabies, that's how you meant.
Okay, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I think that's called herpes. So I'm just throwing that one out there, okay?